Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to BioTouch Healing's Health Condition Workshop on Emotional Trauma. And my name is Paul.
Good evening, everyone. This is Bev.
And we are so excited about this. This is a presentation by Jenny Garner that she gave years ago, but it was so perfect and so timely for this time of on the planet that we wanted to show it again. And so we're going to let her present, and then we're going to come back and share the few sets of points. Again, just a little note, if you haven't seen it, you can click on the link to download the workbook that we will go over at the end of this, it's about 23 minutes long, and then we'll teach you a few sets of points. So if you want the workbook, go ahead and download that. If you're going to listen to Jenny, turn your volume up. She was a little quiet in the beginning, but you can hear it if you turn the volume up. So we'll be back with you in a moment. Here we go. Thank you, Jenny, for presenting this great little workshop here.
I am speaking to you on trauma, which probably most of you have experienced. Can't hear me. Okay. Trauma. I have been a psychotherapist in private practice for about 10 years, really longer. I've been a psychotherapist for over 20 years. I worked in several agencies in the community, and the one I worked longest at was Sam Heck, which was a mental health crisis center, which I was presented with trauma about 10 times a day. I really value that training, and that's why I went to work there, because it's very specialized. But even mental health professionals can develop secondary PTSD from hearing and dealing with all the trauma they deal with. So I probably have secondary PTSD, and I for sure have primary PTSD. I am a trauma survivor. From 3 to 18 years old, I was sexually abused, ritually abused, and tortured. And I can walk and chew gum at the same time. So I hope that is helpful for you. If there's one thing that has gotten me through my recovery, it's been hope. I have always known that I could recover. I knew it from the first moment. And that there was a path that was out there somewhere. And I would find it and I would do it. And then I would help others do it. Because until I was 48 years old, I didn't know there was trauma. I did not remember my abuse. So knowing about trauma was as traumatizing as knowing about my own trauma and the prevalence of it. I will start out by a definition of trauma. And everybody has their own. But it's really when a person experiences an event that is intolerable and so painful they cannot stay in the present moment. So what happens? Well, a lot of things happen, and that's what I'll be talking about. But you do not have to be a survivor like me. You do not have to be a refugee in Syria or on our southern border to know trauma. We experience trauma in this country every single day, multiple times. It is considered the most devastating and immediate public health crisis because of so many people who are traumatized constantly. So I'll talk a little bit about the causes of trauma and the prevalence of trauma. And the facts are horrifying. So as my deceased husband used to say, screw on your please, it's going to be a hard bargain. One in five Americans have been sexually abused as children. One in four Americans have been physically beaten by their parents to the point of leaving marks. One in three couples experience domestic violence in this country. One in eight of us have witnessed our mother being beaten. 25% of us were raised in families with alcoholic relatives. 12 million women in this country, and that certainly is not a current statistic, have been raped. These are horrifying statistics, and these kind of come from the Center of Disease Control. I tried to find statistics on the number of mass shootings in this country, but for some reason I couldn't find it. So if you know that, let me know. We've just experienced two. So trauma happens to us. It happens to our families. It happens to our friends. It happens to our communities. It happens to whole groups of people. And I will be talking about that. I refer to that as generational trauma. Even though it is so hard for us to accept the prevalence of this terrible devastation that's going on all the time, there are other causes of trauma than those that I just mentioned were relational trauma, where somebody else was involved. Car accidents are traumatic. I had one. I had PTSD. I could barely drive afterwards. Natural disasters, famines, floods, fires are traumatic. People lose their lives, they lose their homes, they lose their property. Even bullying is terribly traumatic for young children. Even reading the newspaper can be traumatic because there's a trauma, two or three on each page. So we have to limit what we hear and what we see. As I devoted myself to learning everything I could about trauma, and I spent 30 years doing that, I was amazed at the groups of people who are traumatized. Starting with the Jewish people and the Holocaust. And they continue to be traumatized today. It is passed down from generation to generation to generation. The experience of the Holocaust lives on in the people who have survived. They learned about it. They carry it in their DNA. Our Hispanic population has been very recently traumatized by the mass shooting in El Paso and by the deportation of hundreds and hundreds of people. So our Hispanic population really feels targeted right now. And if a policeman shows up at their door, what are they going to do? I would not answer the door. Because to live with that kind of stress can be unbearable. Our African-American population are still reeling from the trauma of slavery that their forebears endured. Over a million Africans were brought to this country as early as 1619. That's 400 years ago. It is still reverberating throughout the Black culture, creating dysfunction, creating, and they still suffer from horrible discrimination. So they're continually traumatized. And another population, they're Native Americans. Have you been to a reservation? they are still reeling from being massacred 250 years ago and losing their culture, losing their language, losing their stories, their way of life. So there are many, many, many ways to be traumatized. And it just doesn't just happen to the individual. It happens to everybody that the individual is in contact with. It happens to, remember when Gabby Giffords was shot? This whole community was traumatized. Well, what did we do about it? I hope the people who were directly involved got treatment, but I don't know. Most people do not get treatment. To admit you need help is really hard. And even to know that you need help is even harder. I didn't know I needed help. I thought it was normal to have all the PTSD symptoms that I had. I thought screaming in my sleep from nightmares at night was normal. So did kids. I thought constant anxiety was normal. I thought fear of intimacy, inability to trust others, was normal. Actually, I didn't even know I had that. So there was just a lot I didn't know, because I did not remember the trauma, but I suffered the impact. And what happens to us when we're traumatized? Well, it changes our brain, first of all. It literally changes our brain. You can get a MRI of your brain, and they can determine whether or not you've been through terrible trauma. Sorry. I was reading some research not long ago, and one of the biggest problems a trauma survivor has is being in the present moment. In fact, that's the hallmark damage. Cannot be in the moment. The moment is too dangerous to be in. So they ask people to undergo this study. And they told them when they went into the MRI to think of the present. Don't think about the past. Don't think about the future. Just think about the present. And they had people who weren't traumatized, and then they had people who had been traumatized. And what they found was incredible. The medial brain structures that run from the front to the back of our brain is where our sense of self is. We all think we have one, maybe, but the people who have not been traumatized, when they were in the MRI, they were thinking about the present moment, their whole medial brain lit up. The people who were trauma survivors did not light up at all. They don't even know who they are. They don't have a sense of where they are in space. So it changes the brain. And I think we can undo some of that, but the hardest thing to undo is the change in the brainstem, which is the primitive brain, which is what happens when we are traumatized, when we're scared to death. The primitive brain is triggered, the fear, I can't get this right ever. Fear, flight, and freeze response is activated. That's our survival. So this is our alarm system. And when that is activated, the frontal lobe shuts down. There is no reasoning, no rational thinking. There's not even language. Most trauma survivors can't really tell you about the trauma. They may can tell you pieces of it, but they don't have language because frontal lobe was shut down. They do not have a sense of what they feel, like emotions, like sadness, grief. They know anger. But all those little emotions, and I don't know how many there are. Colette, do you know on that page? There's 1,000. But when the body is disconnected, that's where emotion is. It's in our body. So if you sit for just a minute and get embodied right now and just think about what you're feeling, and it may be disgust, it may be boredom, it may be whatever. But think about what you're feeling and be present with it. And then try to locate where it is in your body. Yeah. Right. Anybody else? A lot of disconnection. So some people can't breathe. They feel it in their respiratory system, or their stomach, or their chest is real tight, or the shoulders. Emotion is embodied, and if you are not in your body, you don't know what you feel. And that's the saddest thing of all to me. It's what makes us human. It separates us from the animals, so to speak. But the animals have this same survival mechanism. So and that's how we learned about it, was observing animals in the wild. And one of the most profound researchers on trauma actually started out in some kind of work with animals. And he observed a little animal. I can't remember what it was, like an antelope. And it was being chased by a tiger. And as it ran, and the tiger got closer and closer and closer, so it's running. Adrenaline is flowing. The fear mechanism has been set on fire. But when it becomes hopeless that it can escape, it falls to the ground. And it looks dead, and it actually almost stops breathing. Well, that's a great survival tactic. And trauma victims do the same thing. And we call it collapse. When there is no hope of escape, when you cannot fight and you cannot flee, you collapse. I was first on the scene, I was first on the scene at an accident years ago. And I didn't have CPR training at that time. It was a young man on a motorcycle who had been beside me. It was a bright red motorcycle, and I sort of had a relationship with him, just stopped at the light. He was so proud of it, and I was just like, oh, he's so happy. He takes off, and an old man pulls out on the road in front of this kid on the motorcycle. He swerves and is hit head-on by a car and thrown like 30 feet, and I'm like, and my first thought was, maybe I should just leave. But I got out of the car, I ran to him, and I had to struggle to keep him on the ground. He was fighting so hard because he was traumatized. Even though he was seriously injured, he was going to run. I was so traumatized. Afterwards, I walked in my front door, and I said, I just saw a horrible wreck, and I collapsed in the floor. My legs gave out. I fell in the floor. That's collapse. That's grief. Anybody ever experienced that? So, what do we do about it? Well, there's treatment, and there's good treatment now. There was no treatment when I began. In 1992, there had been very little research. We had only just gotten the the diagnosis for PTSD. And you have all of that information on here about PTSD. So I'm not going to go over it. But there was very little treatment. In fact, a cousin called me who was a psychologist, and she said, "Jenny, I hate to tell you this, but we don't know how to help you." I was like, holy. What? I thought they knew everything. I didn't know anything about mental health. I'd never been in therapy. I thought I was just okay. But I knew I wasn't okay. And I went to treatment. But there was very little treatment. The best treatment was being with a group of people that we all had the same problem and not feeling alone or crazy. And my initial response was putting my hands over my ears, saying, "I cannot live in this world," when I heard people struggling through their memories. And I ran outside saying, "I can't live in this world. I cannot live in this world." And this other patient said very calmly, "Well, you never have you?" It's the best therapy I ever had. The best. But now we do have therapies. We have somatic experiencing. We have EMDR. These are body therapies. Because now we know you can't talk this out. Why? Because it's in the body. You have to work with the body. And you begin very small, and you begin very carefully. Because it is terrifying for a trauma survivor to get in their body. Dr. Vanderkoek, who I consider the expert in this field and has written some wonderful books, recommends to all of his patients yoga and mindfulness practice. Anything that helps a person get in their body. That's what Jamie does, is help people get in their body. That's my daughter. So she went into the right field. So dance, movement, sports, anything that is calming and nurturing, being in nature, so you're trying to tamp down that fire inside. You're trying to tamp down the stress. I would encourage anyone to get treatment if they have experienced serious trauma. I suppose it can be done without it, but I really don't know how. I don't know how I would have done it. And I was in therapy for over 20 years, and I still do multiple kinds of body work because I'm not totally embodied. And I may never be, but that's okay. I have bio touch. And BioTouch has been so important in my recovery. The first time somebody did the neck set on me, I relaxed. And I thought, what? I just went limp. And it was scary. And I had some other body reactions. But BioTouch is a really, really good therapy for trauma survivors. It will address the stress. It will address the dysfunction in the brain. It will calm down the that alarm system that is so activated and almost I can't think of the word. I just lost the word. It just happens. You can't control it. There is no control. So I really recommend that each of you who work with people who come in here, you're working on trauma survivors. They have fibromyalgia. They have all kinds of autoimmune diseases, which is common for trauma survivors. They have issues with their body. This can be a place where they can have safe touch with someone who really cares. And this may be the first time they've had safe touch. And it may be the first time they've trusted enough to come in.
And it takes a lot of courage
for them to come in here. A lot of courage. So be patient, be gentle.
I forgot how powerful that was. We're back on here now. Whew.
That was. And you know, as Jenny was talking, I'm thinking, there's probably not one of us living on this planet right now who, known or unknown, does not have some level of trauma.
Yeah. I mean, that's what she said. And yet we don't know it, or we don't want to admit it. I mean, when she was talking, I mean, tears were coming. I'm feeling it tight in my chest. I'm like, holy moly. Just thinking about, you know, the wars and the fires and the famines. And it's just very timely. I'm so glad we did that again.
And when did Jenny do that for us? Was it 2019? I think she made a reference to that.
Yeah, it could have been.
That was like 4.5 years ago.
5 years ago, right. And the statistic she gave was even later than that. So it's 10-year-old statistics.
Right.
So the fires and the wars and the, let alone the generational trauma. So we're going to teach you the sets of points, because as she said, when she talked about the frontal and the back lobes disconnected. And where are we? You know, we have no sense of time and space. So if nothing, and we say this over and over, we can just get the greeting done, and we're going to show the headset, you know, whether we think we're in trauma or not, it's going to help. So we're going to take a moment here, go right to teaching the sets. Again, go to justtouch.com/workbook if you want the workbook for it. And we're going to let Bev teach us a few sets of points. And if you're new here, we'll take you through what BioTouch even is.
Yeah, definitely. So we always like to begin just kind of going over the workbook. That first page is always going to introduce us to that condition that we are highlighting. So just some information that we have found that will kind of like just focus us in what we're going to be, the sets that we're going to be teaching. And then, of course, it has some information about the foundation and our mission and vision. You can read that at your leisure. So let's begin with, I think it's page 6. Yep. And it's titled, What is BioTouch? And we always like to start this off because it's just a quick synopsis of the technique and just a little bit about what it is. For those of you, not hopefully, many of you are new. I think we're attracting some people every month. And those of us who have been doing it or know about it, it doesn't hurt to just kind of like reinforce it. So let's begin. First of all, I will say that when we describe BioTouch, we always talk about those first two fingers of our hands. Those are the tools. That's it. First two fingers. And what this technique is the definition is one person touching another person lightly on the skin, like a butterfly. This is a technique that includes specific set, what we call sets of points, that is geared to address any condition the body can manifest, from emotional, mental, and shows up in the body. So BioTouch can literally address anything. The whole point is that those two fingers when touching a body speaks to that body, and the body knows what to do with that touch. That's it. As you may or may not know, we do not enter into a dissertation about we are the healers or anything like that. We know the body's natural ability to heal itself is the power that we all hold. So let's go to this first bullet. Biotouch is easy to learn. And tonight you are going to just get a couple of sets of points. So that's going to be easy. We have a whole technique with 17 sets of points that can be learned in one day, that whole technique, or a weekend, depending on if it's in person or not. But even children can learn it, have learned it. And here's the thing about BioTouch that is so special, that is very unique. BioTouch is here for every single one of us to learn and to use in our lives. That is a fact. The moment that you learn BioTouch, you can immediately use it and immediately be effective. We have had children take our certification classes, so we have seen firsthand. We're always thinking that BioTouch helps us to be as a child. So the next bullet is BioTouch is a complement to any health care program. Yes, it is complementary. It's also integrative. What the beauty of BioTouch is, you can use it in conjunction with anything else you're doing, whether it's a special diet, whether you're under a doctor's care, you're on prescriptions, you're doing other modalities, whatever it is, BioTouch is just going to enhance that healing journey for you. So that's a very powerful addition to whatever else you're doing. And of course, you can always do BioTouch alone. That's powerful as well. So BioTouch has no levels of ability. Everyone is effective the first time they touch. I kind of touched on that a little bit. But there, one thing about BioTouch, and because it is geared for all of humanity, it has a simple language. We don't have to know the anatomy. Not all of us know the anatomy of the body. That is not required. It's not a special training. What we know is BioTouch is innate in you. You already have everything that you need to learn BioTouch and to practice it and to be effective. That's really the bottom line. So just know that when we are doing these workshops, we're already introducing something to you that is already been given. It's already there for you. The last bullet, it requires no special preparation. There's no belief. You don't have to have the most perfect state of mind. So you do not have to go into a space and prepare it. Guard yourself against somebody's negative energy. You don't have to put on music or dim the lights or whatever. BioTouch is meant to be in the moment, as Jenny was saying, and it really truly is that. When someone is in need, in suffering, stress, pain, you have the opportunity with BioTouch to, in that moment, give them something. And of course, you get something as well. That's that wonderful relationship that we talk about. So you don't have to have a particular, it doesn't matter your belief system. We honor, BioTouch honors everything. It is about equality. It breaks down all the barriers between us. So now that we have kind of a overview, let me just say, in preparation, we always ask that you wash your hands before you touch. Remember, it's one person touching another on the skin. Of course, we have the question, can you do BioTouch on yourself? And our reply is, well, if you can reach those points, why not? But the definition is, sorry, it takes two people to be most effective. with BioTouch. It brings two people, caring people, being present with each other into a relationship. We want to begin every session with the first set that we're going to introduce to you called the greeting. Remember, you're going to use the first two fingers of both hands, touching like a butterfly, and 6 to 8 seconds is what you're going to have your fingers remain on a point, 6 to 8 seconds. So BioTouch can literally be practiced anywhere, anytime with anyone. That is a gift that it gives all of us in the moment. I really like what Jenny was saying about just being present with someone in trauma or in crisis. It's amazing. So let's go on to the next page real quick, page number 7. The terms used in this manual, we won't be going over those. We've just put this in because those first two bullets just kind of helps you get an idea of that relationship that we were talking about. So the person that is giving the touch, we call that person the associate. And we look at the dictionary, which has two different definitions of what an associate is, and I will read them to you. The first one is one often in the company with another, implying an intimacy or an equality, and two, one having an interest in common with another. So right away we know, well, with an associate, we already know there's going to be more than one person. It's a relationship. And the one who benefits and receives the touch is called the recipient. But I'm just going to say, in a true relationship, and BioTouch is a relationship of healing, the associate and the recipient equally give and receive. That is our connectedness. That is below the threshold of anything. It just is who we are. So this is just the basics introduction before we get into the sets themselves. I think Paul usually has something. Yes.
So if you'll all notice, the sets are divided into two pages. One page is this drawing that we have with the numbers of where the points are and a synopsis of where those points are and what to touch first and then second. The second page of each set always has a picture and the words describing where the points are in the terminology that is also on the video. And if you see on the bottom of each of those pages, it says click here to watch the video. When you click on that, you will see the video that we're going to show. And the words in the video are the same as the manual. So you really can't blow it. It's all right there for you.
You know, it's true. The tools to learn BioTouch are, they've always been there. Same, holding the integrity. So the first, I did mention the greeting in the beginning, washing your hands before you do touch any other part of the body. The greeting is the key. You must do the greeting before you do anything else. And the reason is because it establishes that relationship between the associate and the recipient. It is a very sacred little thing to do. And it really opens the body, both bodies, actually. It's very just amazing. So the thing about that it's going to talk about on the video, but I just want to point it out. This is going to be the only set that we will be using one hand. And it's designated as the dominant hand. So if you're right-handed, you will use for both of those points, the right hand. If you're left-handed, you will use that. So that is the one thing that is different about BioTouch. One hand only and the dominant hand. So let's go ahead and watch the video of the greeting.
The greeting is always performed at the beginning of each session. It's the only set that uses one hand and the only set that indicates which hand to use. The greeting is performed with the dominant hand. If you are right-handed, use your right hand. If you are left-handed, use your left hand. The greeting is made by touching at point one, which is in the fleshy area just below the bottom of the breastbone or sternum. Hold this point for 6 to 8 seconds. Then, with the same two fingers, touch point two on the back. To find point two, look for the big bone at the base of the neck. From here, move 1 to 1.5 inches to the left. This is point two. Hold this point for 6 to 8 seconds. More than one associate may work with a recipient provided that all of the associates perform the greeting. If the associate or the recipient leaves the session, or if someone who hasn't done the greeting touches either the recipient or the associate, the greeting must be reestablished. Then the session may proceed from where it was interrupted.
Okay, so now we've done the greeting, we're ready to address the other sets of points that we just think are good ways to begin. This is just the bare bones, what we're going to give you tonight. But I remember Jenny, most of what she was talking about dealt with that the brain. She actually said that trauma changes the brain. Wow, that's amazing. And then the frontal lobe and the back straight through the head. Well, it's amazing to us when we first heard her say that. That's the headset. If you do the greeting and the headset, you're going to really be giving that person a lot of attention where a lot of that trauma is actually being held. So, of course, this headset addresses anything related to the brain. And evidently, trauma is one of those things. So let's go ahead and watch the video of the headset.
The headset can be used to address conditions related to the brain. There are 4 steps in this set. In step 1, use Thru-Fire to touch points A and A. Point A on the back of the head is in the center of the neck at the base of the skull. Point A on the front of the head is at the center of the forehead where the forehead begins to curve to the crown. Step 2 is performed in crossfire with the fingers of each hand touching on opposite sides of the head. Hold at X, which is in the indentation beside the neck muscle at the base of the skull. It is the same as point 1 of the back set. On the opposite side of the head, touch points 1 through 5. Points 1, 2, and 3 are on the ridge line formed where the skull curves up toward the crown. Point 1 is above the outside corner of the eye on the ridge. Point 2 is above the front of the ear on the ridge. Point 3 is above the back of the ear on the ridge. To locate point 4, move down the head toward the base of the skull to a horizontal indentation approximately 1/3 of the way down from the top of the ear and 1 to 1.5 inches behind the back edge of the ear. Point 5 is opposite hold point X at the base of the skull. Point 5 now becomes the new hold point as points 1 through 5 are touched on the opposite side of the head. In crossfire, touch point 1 above the outside corner of the eye on the ridge, point 2 above the front of the ear on the ridge, point 3 is above the back of the ear on the ridge. Point 4 is a horizontal indentation approximately 1/3 of the way down from the top of the ear and 1 to 1.5 inches behind the back edge of the ear. And point 5 is opposite hold point X at the base of the skull.
Step 3 is performed in matching fire, touching points 1 and 1. Two and two, three and three, four and four, five and five. Finally, in step 4, place the open palms of both hands on the head, covering points 1 through 3. Be careful, don't let your hands touch each other.
Okay. The next step we want to present to you is the stress and anxiety. And of course, I guess it goes without saying that trauma has its stress and anxiety. I think that's just something to expect. Remember, Jenny said that all things are held in the body. We say that as well. And our emotional, mental stress and anxiety shows up in our bodies. So this is a very simple set and very effective to use. Let's go ahead and watch the video.
The stress set may be used to address any manifestation of physical, emotional, or mental stress, as well as anxiety and shingles. Hold at X, which is in the fleshy area just below the bottom of the breastbone. It is the same as greeting point 1. Then with the other hand, touch points 1 and 2, which are the same points as in the heart set. These points are found by imagining a line running from the notch at the top of the breastbone to a place on the left breast where the nipple would be on a youth. Divide this imaginary line into thirds. Point 1 is at the top of the first third. Point 2 is at the top of the second third. These points may be touched repeatedly, and remember to touch each point for at least 6 to 8 seconds.
Okay, and the last set is the metabolism, and we put this in because the body itself wants to always, it's always working. So when you do the metabolism set, it really helps the body to get rid of what it doesn't want and to assimilate into itself what it knows it wants and needs. So this is a really, really good set to use for so many things, but for trauma, I think very powerful. So let's go ahead and watch the video of the metabolism.
The metabolism set can be used to help the body assimilate what it needs and eliminate what it doesn't need. The metabolism set has 2 steps. Step 1 involves touching points in matching fire along the large muscles on the front of the neck. Points 1 and 1 are located above the collarbone in the soft indentations on both sides of the notch at the top of the breastbone. Points 2 and 2 are halfway up the neck on the front of the large muscles. Points 3 and 3 are at the top of the neck on the front of the large muscles. The second step involves holding a point on the front of the body and touching points next to the spine on the back. Hold point X on the front of the body is on a line directly between where the nipples would be on a youth and is 1 to 2 inches to the left of the breastbone. Another way to find X is 1/3 of the way up the breastbone from greeting point 1 and 1 to 2 inches to the left of the breastbone. The points on the back are located next to the spine, forming a rectangle around the breakover point. The breakover point is where the bottom of the rib cage joins the spine and can be found in a line directly through the body from greeting point 1. To perform step 2, find hold point X on the front of the body and touch points 1 through 4 on the back. Point 1 is approximately 1 to 2 inches up from the breakover point on the left spine muscle. Point 2 is directly across from point 1 on the right spine muscle. Point 3 is 2 to 3 inches below the breakover point on the right spine muscle. Point 4 is used to address blood sugar problems and is added to the other metabolism points when needed. It is located across from point 3 on the left spine muscle.
Okay, there we go.
There we go. You have a start to help someone.
You have a start. You actually have a beginning and an end to do this for trauma. I've worked with people on accidents, you know, on streets and run out and done it. So we hope that you will use BioTouch. Please contact us at justtouch.com. I think we'll save for Monday's show to talk more about how to use it, how to talk, you know, because vital. It's so vital now, we're going to spend Monday to talk about it also.
I think so, yeah.
So this one is just gave you the technique. Please share it with folks. I think there's some good information in here. We're always around, justtouch.com. Send us an email at office@justtouch.com and let us know how we can help you use BioTouch for emotional trauma.
Please.
Thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Bev, for sharing the points.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, everyone. Good
evening. We'll see you all later.
Bye.